Whew, that time of COVID, we still got out of it. That's much better. Would you all please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So today I have a message for you entitled Letting Go with Linus. Now, Charlie Brown Christmas Special. That is one of my hands down favorite Christmas movies shows ever. And this year you can only watch it on Apple Plus. I know, right? So I had to pay the $8, or actually I did a free trial to watch it, right? And in it, Charlie Brown, as you might recall if you've seen it, is trying to figure out the meaning of Christmas. He sees all the commercialization, like Apple Plus charging you to watch the episodes, all around him. Even his beloved Snoopy, which Eliza just took upstairs for us, even Snoopy goes out and decorates his doghouse to the nines. So in a state of despair, Charlie Brown goes out seeking help, and he ends up at Lucy's psych stand. You remember that? Psychologist is in for a nickel? Yeah. So Charlie Brown says to her, "My trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I just feel let down." Now, the wise psychiatrist, Lucy, all of what, 6 years old or whatever, tells Charlie Brown he needs to get involved. So she invites him to be the director of their Christmas play. At rehearsal, Lucy has her strong personality as always and tells little Linus that his shepherd scene, that his shepherd costume, that he needs to get rid of his stupid blanket. Linus is in shock. Lucy says, "What's a Christmas shepherd going to look at like with that stupid blanket?" But Linus, he's a smart one. He doesn't get rid of his blanket. Instead, he turns it into the shepherd's headscarf. Then later on, Charlie Brown comes on stage with his famous Charlie Brown Christmas tree. You know the one, the twig with the one ornament hanging off of it. Everybody makes fun of him. Charlie Brown in his brown hat and those ear flaps that are tucked up, his famous yellow shirt with a black zigzag line all around it. He explains in exhaustion, "I guess I don't really know what Christmas is about. Can anyone tell me what Christmas is about?" Linus, standing there with his green hat, his orange jacket, and of course his blue blanket, he goes to the middle of the stage and says, "Lights, please." Oh man, wouldn't it be good if I had to get shirt off the lights? He says, "Lights, please," and he starts to recite our scripture from this morning, from Luke chapter 2, verses 2 to 14, but of course from the King James Version. And little Linus there says, "And there was, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Have you ever wondered why the news of Jesus' birth first came to the shepherds? Now, I ask this because shepherds, you see, were among the lowliest of the emperor's subjects. We tend to romanticize shepherds, you know, Jesus as the good shepherd, King David having been a shepherd himself. But shepherds were considered the most undesirable company. Not only were they poor and illiterate and dirty, after all, they slept with sheep, but they were thought to be dishonorable because they allowed their sheep to graze on other people's land. They stole the grass from other people. And the shepherds were never home watching and caring for their wives and family. They were the outcasts, these shepherds. They were the outcasts in a world that was under Caesar Augustus's rule, a ruler who was even called the Prince of Peace. Because of his might and his force, he ended long periods of war. So the people of Rome loved him. They were happy with Caesar because they were safe under his rule. The economy was doing great. Rome was rebuilt and better than ever. A road system was even put in place. Images of the emperor and the Roman gods filled Rome and all the major cities, proclaiming Caesar is Lord and extolled his rule of peace and prosperity. But, as we know, under the glitz and glamour, there was a dark reality. Caesar was a murderous one, anyone who challenged his power, his authority, he would have killed. Keeping him quiet, you know? That's why he put out the census that we've heard about year after year. He did so he could count the people and tax them and know who he had conquered. So, as we know, Joseph and pregnant Mary, 9 months pregnant at this point, made the 90-mile journey from Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem so that David could be registered in his ancestral home, the city of David. Amidst all this moving and the most inconvenient of times, that is when Jesus is born. Now, we first hear about Christ's birth to the shepherd outcasts. God sends angels to them to announce the birth of Christ. And these outcasts, they were in such need of hope. They were eagerly desiring the good news. But they too were afraid when this angel appeared. I mean, after all, it's our human condition to just be in shock when something out of nowhere hits us. They were in shock. Now, if you've ever watched that scene, going back to Charlie Brown Christmas, with Linus reading or reciting the scripture, you might have noticed a quiet little action that occurs. Did you notice it today? While this beloved character is reciting this passage, the angels, when it comes to the part where it says, the angels said unto them, fear not. Right then, Linus drops his security blanket. Yeah. Watch the show again, you'll see it. Fear not, and Linus drops his blanket. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Linus drops his security blanket when the angels say, fear not to the shepherds. Because Linus fears not. Linus lets go. Fear not, friends. Let go. Let go of your security blanket. Let go of your expectations. Let go of your worries and anxieties. I know, is easier said than done. In our world, in this 2022 world we're living in, it's a challenging place at times. Most of us find ourselves grasping to something temporal, something worldly, for security, instead of leaning on and grasping for the spiritual. We grab a hold to what we think is certain, like rules and regulations, government, the Roman rule. We grab to the illusion that money is most important. If we have enough money in the bank, we'll be okay. We fall into the trap of believing we should be somewhere in life or have certain things. We set expectations of the future, thinking that we know how it will turn out. But as Deborah Adele says, we steal from the earth. We are stealing from the future and from our children and their children in such massive proportions, it often feels like we are caught on a speeding train with no brakes and no way to get off. And yet we remain insatiable, a collective giant hole that we can't seem to fill. Our focus seems to be on what we don't have or what we might not have in the future, rather than on the abundance of what is right before us. Mary and Joseph, I don't believe, planned on traveling 90 miles in Mary's 9th month of pregnancy, but they did. The shepherds did not plan on being shocked by the greatest announcement ever and receiving hope, but they were. They each let go. They each trusted. They trusted in the good tidings of great joy. They put their trust in joy and not on earthly things. They trusted God is coming and God was with them. We all worry too much. We stress and we believe it is all up to us. Our anxiety grows, wondering how am I going to get all of this done? How is it all going to happen? How am I going to fix this or that? We fall into the false impression that I am the great I am. We fall into the thought that we can do it and that we forget to turn to God. Friends, it's not all up to you. You can't do it alone. And you don't need to. God sent Jesus to you and for you. God came to be with us, to be our ultimate security blanket. Yet we have to trust and turn to God. Turn to God in prayer. Turn to God in action. So when you're feeling overwhelmed, anxious, feeling the weight of the world on your shoulders, remember Mary. She birthed Jesus in a world that was looking to kill anyone who stood in his way. And still, Mary held to hope. And remember Linus, who dropped his security blanket and told Charlie Brown, "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." And remember to turn to Jesus, to turn to God. Christmas is about the joy of God coming and telling us we are not alone. Even amid all the fear and uncertainty we live in, the Charlie Brown Christmas cartoon from 1965, it continues to remind us to let go and trust that God is with us. When we remember this, when we hold it deep in our hearts and deep in our bones, we'll find that peace and security. So may you let go of your security blanket. Let go of all those things you put your trust in that is not God. And instead, put your trust, your hope, your joy in our God. Because when we do, there will be unspeakable joy. So come, friends, let us rise now in body and spirit and sing to our God together, joy to the world, unspeakable joy. May it be so. Amen.